This is Latina's State of Mind, a podcast created by Latinas for all audiences, where we can share our experiences about love, life, and everything in between.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Latina's State of Mind. We have a pretty interesting episode today. Our topic is fear of failure. I think all of us can relate to this topic, and we'll probably have a lot to share about it.
So is it all of us excited, or just like two of us?
I've been afraid to fail before.
It hasn't happened. I'm just kidding.
Fear for no reason, she says.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, of course it happens. But yeah, welcome, ladies.
Hello.
I don't know what I was thinking. No, but I do want to share a little bit about my fear of failure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have at times overworked myself to avoid this, but I don't notice my wins. And I feel like that's a problem as well. Mm-hmm. I don't notice when I meet my goals. And I feel like that's something that I need to work on. But my fear of failure, when did it start? Do you guys know when it started for you guys?
I'm trying to think. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I think for me, it has to do with the fact that my parents came here, left everything behind, have been working so hard to give us a better future. So I feel like if I'm not successful, whatever that means, then I've failed them. Mm. I think my fear is failing them.
That's really okay.
Yeah. And so I guess it started as an adult, after graduating college. I went to school, I graduated, everything was good. But then I wasn't sure if I was going to continue my education or if I was going to look for a job. So I think that's when it kind of started for me, just making sure that I didn't feel like I was failing them.
Do you still worry about that to this day?
Yes. All the time.
I don't. It's not because I don't love them or because I don't want them to be disappointed in me, but I feel like they made me be the adult that I am now. Mm-hmm. And they, in a way, prepared me to be successful. Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like if I were to fail, I know I would have their backs. But I do understand that feeling and that pressure of like, oh, I need to complete this so I can make them proud because I don't want them to think that I'm a failure.
Yeah. And I don't think they would disown me or anything if I failed in something. But maybe also being the oldest of my siblings, my sisters, that added a little bit of pressure. So I always feel like I have to do better and be better, and I'm scared to fail because what I think is then they did it for nothing. Like, they left everything behind for nothing if I'm not doing something good.
That's a different perspective, because I think I am the youngest child. Mm-hmm. You are the youngest?
No.
You're the middle?
I'm the only girl.
I'm the only girl and the youngest.
Second to youngest.
You're kind of middle-ish.
Mm-hmm. Ish.
Yeah. But it's a different perspective being because I got to see my brothers fail and do all sorts of stupid shit. So I got to learn from it, and I was the one that decided, I don't want to be like that. But shout out to them for doing that. Because I got to learn from it. No, and I mean, they picked themselves back up.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that was the best part of that I got to see, they failed. They made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's however you get back up is what matters. Mm-hmm. But I do think that you have a different perspective of not only do you have the pressure of your parents, but you have the pressure of teaching your siblings. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say again, it's not something that my parents have told me of put on me. It's myself. Like, I'm doing this to myself, pretty much.
Have they ever mentioned anything?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Like, they were like, oh, you have to go to school so you could be better. Mm-mm. No. It was all you decided to do it.
Yes.
Good for you. You didn't need anyone telling you what to do.
Course. I know.
Sometimes so it's hard perfect. Being nervous.
Such initiative, and I love it. We haven't heard much from you, Senia.
Oh, I'm trying to think about what made me be so afraid of failing. And I think I've always had a fear of failure, but I think I've always had anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always been within me to feel that way, and also I'm naturally pretty shy and really insecure. So I always wanted to put myself out there. I love music and I love singing. I took lessons and I tried really hard. I just never felt good enough. And I never felt like I looked good enough to be a singer. And I was just always so afraid of what people might think and what I might look like. And so, like, I just never tried. And I wanted to act. And I also never tried. And, like, I was just always so insecure about myself. So I think my fear of failure comes from my insecurities.
It's interesting to hear you say that you're kind of shy, because that's not an adjective that I would ever use for you. I think when you seek out friendships, at least in my case, and I think Diana's as well, you were very, like, out there, and you were the one who were...
Like, we are friends because of you.
Yeah.
I fake it really well. But I really am... I have, like, it takes a lot for me to, like, seek somebody out, and to, like, put myself out there.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of convincing, because I want people in my life, but... Naturally, like, I think I'm pretty shy. Mm-hmm. I just fake it pretty well.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I mean, it's terrible that you have to do that, but good for you for putting yourself out there and putting those feelings aside and saying, hey, I'm really shy, but I'm going to fake it because I want this. I want friendships and I want a relationship and I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But I do hope that you do that with a singing career as well.
Yeah, whatever you want in life. I feel like you could do whatever you wanted. You. Not just...
A ver, canta.
No. Otra vez. A ver.
¿Cuál te quieres cantar?
No, I think back in the day that I wish I would have had people like Lizzo and like people that
look different.
So I could have felt more comfortable, Adele, and, you know, grow up with those role models and felt like I could do something like that. I think now I would be too lazy to have a career in that. Wow. I don't want to tour. I don't want to do any of that stuff.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But back in the day, I think I would have loved that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Journalism. I had to convince myself into journalism. Like, public speaking was difficult for me, which, like, I never, like, you wouldn't think about it because I love journalism and I love speaking to people and talking in front of people, but it's hard. Like, I have to really convince myself of it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I'm glad you approached us. I'm glad you could see how amazing, how great friends we are.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No te faltaba.
I'm glad you could see.
I'm glad you could perfect. See how great we are. And I'm glad you were able to see that and come up to us and speak to us. No. But going back to your idea that now we have different celebrities that look different. Hopefully, the newer generation, the younger generations, get to. They don't have to have that feeling. They don't have to have.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a tinsy bit, it's okay to have a little fear of failure because it's going to push you. Mm-hmm. But at least there's not going to be that added fear of like, oh, I look different, so I'm not going to be accepted.
Yeah.
So hopefully that having these all new celebrities looking differently, that changes.
And also, I think like growing up undocumented and growing up Hispanic with an accent, like it's different, you know, you don't really belong in a space like this. Like, you have to make way for yourself. You have to really want to belong and you have to put yourself out there. And having an accent is difficult. People look at you differently. So, like, I had fears. Like, there's so many times where you meet someone new and you don't know how they feel about you. So then there's just like, or like where they stand. So you just kind of have to sit there and be like, what are you going to think about me? How are you feeling? So like, I feel like that made me just like a scaredy cat. So it's just always afraid of everything.
No, I get that. I feel like when I was younger and I had to change schools a couple of times, so that was very difficult. And at least when I went to a more, like a Caucasian community, I shut down because I did it. Everyone else, you know, knew what they were doing. They all knew themselves. And I just, I was scared. I was scared to open up and I was scared to speak up, and I may have known the answer and may have not, but I was scared to say either or, mm-hmm. because how was I going to say it? Was I going to say it right? Is it going to come out with an accent? Am I going to be judged? And especially as a kid, I feel like that's even more difficult. Mm-hmm. Did you ever struggle with that, Nancy?
Nancy says, I didn't struggle with anything.
I mean, after we moved, I think I've mentioned it before, but I was 11, 12-ish. I think I was still 11, but I didn't speak the language. So, yeah, it was definitely difficult. I think I'm still pretty shy. Or I don't know if I'm shy. I think I'm just quiet. I don't know if I would say I'm shy. But, yeah, I was always afraid of saying the wrong thing. Or, I mean, still to this day, not pronouncing words correctly. Mm. Like, even before we start the podcast and I'm like, oh, this word is hard for me to say. Or, you know, this is weird fears that, I still have.
Yeah. I'm going through this article right now. And it's actually trying to cover that. It's sort of this fear failure. They don't want to call it a trauma, but that's the word that we have right now to kind of define it. What is first generation trauma? And this is just, and it's emerging in the Latino community, especially now with social media, how it's being shared more often, and all of these experiences, like, hey, it's helping us connect with each other, mm-hmm. but it's also kind of recognizing that this is a real thing. And here in this article, they don't have a specific definition for the term, but they don't want to call it trauma. It's more like a stressor that may or may not always stick with you, mm-hmm. because it's being passed along. And also, if you moved here from a young age, you have that stress of, like, maybe you had to, and we're going to go back to this as we covered this, like, having to translate documents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not being able to, and your parents expecting you to. Mm-hmm. And so that, maybe you didn't, maybe it freaked you out at the moment. Maybe you didn't think about it too much, but it's still, it's still inside of you, mm-hmm. in a way. And it's something, at least according to this LA Times article, that it's still something that it needs to be explored. So I'm glad that we're covering it.
Yeah.
Because it's not well known. It's not well covered. And maybe we're going to have difficulties with it, with this conversation, but it's because we're starting to cover it.
Mm-hmm. I also think that a lot of the times you see people that are successful and think, oh, like, they're not scared. They just went for it. And you don't think about the type of fear that they had behind, like, trying to go and do what they did, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think about us, the three of us going to school and, like, getting a degree. And, like, that was difficult for me. And it was hard to get through school. And I had so many times where I was like, oh, shit, I'm not going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it through. Like, I'm tired. Like, I have to have a full-time job and full-time school, and I'm but then at the same time, it's like I have to make it, you know? So, like, there's so many things out there that pushes us. And I remember in our Spanish episode, Pedro said that anxiety, like, we need it to, like, move forward. Mm-hmm. So I think we do need that fear a little bit to, like, help us get a little extra push. Mm-hmm. But it's the not letting it get to us and debilitate us and stop us from what we want to achieve that matters, I guess.
Yeah. And also, what is success, right? It's so different for everyone. I think comparing ourselves to what we see on social media, especially, it can be unhealthy, because success can mean so many different things for so many different people.
And it could be faked so easily.
It can be faked so easily. Exactly. And we've talked about being educated. I think that's great success, but it doesn't mean that someone who's not a college graduate is not successful.
Right.
Like, it just, it's different. It can mean different things for different people.
Mm-hmm. It's just like when I was talking about singing and acting, like, I feel like a lot of people do singing on the side and, like, have their own songs out, and, like, they have music in their lives in a way that's not, like, out there and, like, putting records out and selling records, but they're, like, perfectly content with that. And, like, they do little videos and act in little place in their town and communities, and that makes them really happy, because it's more of a, they get to do just something they love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because it's not mainstream doesn't mean that
it's not successful. Exactly. Right.
Who are we to say that's not
And that's successful. That might be success for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shoot, I think us, we're being successful in releasing episodes.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
We might not get thousands of listens, but hey, guess what?
And
we're doing it.
Exactly. Were you afraid when we first started the podcast?
Yes.
I think we actually talked about it a little bit, you know, not having so many listeners. Mm-hmm. Not everyone who's following us on social media is listening to what we are releasing. And, it was scary. It was scary because it kind of makes you feel like maybe you're less worthy. But it's kind of shifting that perspective again, right? It's not about what other people are saying. We love it. We have a great time. We're doing it. And if we see, I think for us, then it's a success.
It's even just sharing our, you know, what has happened in our life, even that, it's helping us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I hope it gets to help someone as well.
Yeah,
exactly.
And based on some of the feedback that we've received, it has helped some people.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that's pretty successful to me, you know, being able to change a person's life or a person's perspective.
Yeah, or starting a conversation, which is something that we talked about a lot at the beginning.
Nancy was saying this, and I agree, like, success means something different for everybody. Like, I don't think I can be successful in the same way that you can or Nancy can. Like, it's just different. Like, success means different things.
We have different
things.
Goals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're different people and we have different life experiences.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I was really scared about the podcast. I've been wanting to do a podcast since I learned what a podcast was.
Yeah, you've been telling us about it for a while.
But I think once we recorded and once we were like, yes, this is what's going to happen, I was scared. Like, I was really scared of what people were going to say or how people were going to think about us. And I knew that the conversations were going to be vulnerable. So I think that made me really nervous. And then I was just like, you know what? This makes me really happy. Like, I enjoy so much having a deep conversation and sharing knowledge and learning. So if people don't like it and they don't appreciate it, then that's on them. Like,
they can move on.
We are having so much them. Then I was hurt. Like, I remember, like, I know that I have friends that love to listen to podcasts, but yet they haven't listened to my podcast, and I was like, well, I thought you were my friend. I was taking it so personal. And then it's like, everybody listens to different podcasts, so like, my podcast might not be the podcast that they're into, and it's okay, you know. But I was just like, but I'm your friend.
Unless you're purposely not listening to the podcast because of who is in the podcast.
Because of us, who would do that?
Girl. Who would do that?
Girl. Let me go to higher pitch. I think there's people.
Wait,
out
are you
there.
Saying because of you?
Maybe.
Okay, because I was like, not because of me.
Don't know. I feel some. I don't want to call out people, but
Diana's daily shit early.
I know, right? No. I'm just kidding. I don't know, but I felt that fear as well because I had to be vulnerable. I've had to share experiences that I never done before.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of fear in that. I was more so doing this for fun, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's become a very serious thing that I now very much enjoy. That at the beginning, I didn't really care what people thought.
Mm.
And now I do. Now I'm like, I'm still going to continue being myself, of course. I have no way of changing that, honestly. But I do feel like, oh, what is this person going to think about me? What is my family going to think about me? What about my siblings? You know?
Do you think your fears, like, for all of us, do you think your fears have changed from the beginning of the podcast to now about the podcast?
I think my fear was that we were gonna be let down. Like, I don't know how to say it, that we were not gonna be, that we were gonna feel like nobody was supporting us. It was, for me at least, it was never about like me sharing something, because I think the people who know me know these things about me, and it's not something that I've been hiding, or I'm usually pretty open about whatever. And
I'm a private person.
Yeah. So I see how that can be different for you. Yeah. But yeah, I think for me it was mostly like, oh, we're so excited to do this, and then we're gonna feel like we're being let down by our people because they're not supporting. That was my fear.
Do you have a fear that's different now?
I don't have a fear anymore.
No,
she doesn't mm-mm. fear anything.
No, she's fearless.
What about you? Perfect.
And they call me fearless.
No, they don't. Nobody does.
No, they don't. Take it back. What am I afraid of?
No, I mean in the podcast, like.
Oh. No, but like, what am I afraid of regarding the podcast? Sometimes I'm afraid of sharing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me with a confused face. Anyways, I do fear of that. I don't ever want to offend someone. I'm not going to do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. I will always do something with purpose. And if I want to offend you, I will do it.
I like it.
Right. I told you this is who I am. But I don't want to ever offend someone just because. I don't want to do that. I don't. I want to be as respectful as I can be. I am afraid of sharing the wrong thing. I think, at least in my perspective, I think that's it. I'm not scared of people not listening to the podcast. Well, first of all, because we've had, I think we've had pretty good, feedback. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had pretty good numbers, more than I was expecting.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
I know. Exactly. Yeah, thank you for listening, because it has shocked us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that fear, that kind of has left, mm-hmm. you know, but I am, it's always in the back of my mind, like, hey, watch out what you're saying.
Yeah. I think for me, it was also at the beginning, just this, like, am I good enough for this? Like, is this, like, am I interesting enough for this? I'm a very insecure person, so it comes to that usually. And also it was a, what are people going to think? And are we going to have enough listeners? And then as the podcast went on, I felt like once I heard it, it was like, I love what we're doing and I love the conversations we're having. And we have so much fun recording it. Mm-hmm. And like you guys said, you know, we have people that are listening to us and we also have people that are not listening to us, mm-hmm. that we all thought would. And I felt disappointed at the beginning. And now I'm like, it's okay that, it, you know, we're not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or a shot of tequila. But I feel like my fears around that have changed a lot. And now I don't feel so insecure. And also, like, we talk about success and I feel like it's been successful. Like, this for me is success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we had very little expectations, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen how much we've grown, even with these few episodes.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's been amazing. And that's our level of success and we'll appreciate it. But I think we can keep going and we're going to keep going.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I just see all these external things that we see and we internalize them and our fears come from that. I hear you, Xenia, say that, oh, I wasn't sure if I would be like good enough for people to listen to or whatever. And like this entire time from the beginning, all I was thinking was, I love to hear your voice talk. Like, I would listen to you talk about anything, you know? So it's funny. It's, I guess not funny, but it's interesting that we have these fears that are not really from anything else but ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's like fear of failure comes from within. Mm-hmm. Like it's not something people are telling us. Like most people are not going to be like rooting against you. Most people are going to be like, you got this.
If you share what you're feeling, a lot of people are going to be supportive.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like I was saying with my parents, like me feeling like I'm going to fail them. It's never been about what they've been telling me. It's always been about like me.
Yeah. Your narrative.
Right. Right.
It's crazy, right? We're our own worst enemies.
Yeah.
No, but that's really it.
No, really.
We put ourselves in that mindset and we close ourselves off and maybe to even opportunities. And you never know what could happen if you just try it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the positive is that if we think about it and it's all our own narrative, then we can rewrite it.
Right. Ooh, I like that.
Right. Yeah. Like if it's us doing that, then we can change it.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it. Uh-huh. But then learn from it and change it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like, no, it's happening.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Love it.
So smart.
You are very smart.
I know.
Do you feel her head growing and growing as we're sitting here? pretty soon we're not going to fit in the room.
It's already big.
It's been like this. She grew up like this, didn't she? Also, maybe your parents allowed you to be like this. So shout out to them for allowing you to be your perfect self.
Right?
Yeah. Perfect. Shout out to them. Is there any, how do you get over your fears?
Ooh, how do you get over your fears?
Do you have any, like when you're feeling scared, what, like, is there something you guys do that you're just like, I got this?
Yeah. It's a lot of self-talk. Like I've told myself, I've done so many other things. Why can't I do this? Mm-hmm. Like I've already done harder things. Or if I'm going through something that's challenging and scary, it's kind of weird. But I think like I've gone through worse. Like yeah. I've literally lost people that I loved and mm-hmm. I survived. I can survive this.
Yeah.
You know, kind of putting things into perspective and just telling myself that I can do it if I set my mind to it. It usually works.
Usually I just talk to myself and tell myself that I'm great. And then I lose the fear. And then I just
am.
No, but yes, just talk to yourself, coach yourself through mm-hmm. it. Because a lot of individuals have been through a lot worse. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to compare themselves, though, to other. Oh, like this person has been through worse, so I shouldn't be dealing with this.
I don't like that either.
No, mm-hmm. don't think about the other person. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
We covered that.
Think about yourself. Worry about yourself.
No, but I don't know. I feel like failure is going to happen. It's going to happen in one way or another. It could be a big event. It could be a small event. But just learn from it and try to do the same thing again. And just talk yourself through it. Coach mm-hmm. yourself through it. Like, okay, I did this. It didn't work out. But what if it works out the next time?
Yeah. I'm going to get really cynny on you guys. And mm-hmm. like,
we're used to it.
Super cheesy. But as a matter of fact, today I was sitting there thinking about this country song, because if there's something you should know about me is that I love country music and Ricky Martin.
Enrique
and all the Fresa things in the world. But there's this country song by an artist called Garth Brooks, and it's called Unanswered Prayers. And he says, one of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. And I remember Diana's like cringe face. But
all of it.
I have a point. I was sitting today just thinking about like my past relationships and how like they failed, or like how I felt like I failed, and how I sometimes prayed for certain things in my life to come to me the way that I wanted them to come. And when they didn't show up, it was because something better was gonna come through. And so I feel like I know, like, some people might not believe in God. I do. Or greater power, whatever it is. But I always think that sometimes things don't work out because that's not what's meant to work out, because something else is coming along. So, like, I think sometimes when I've been really scared of something not working out, I have talked myself into that and just telling myself, this is not working out because it's not for you. It's not meant to be yours. It's not what you need right now, and something better is coming along. And so like a lot of the times, like, it's really difficult because I'm really stubborn, and if I want something, I want that to work out. And when it doesn't, I think it really devastates me, because I'm like, I'm failing. Like mm-hmm. This should be mine. Like, this is what I need to have because this is what I want. And then I've had to learn to let go of those things because that's not for me. So that's how I go through my fear.
How did you learn to cope with it, though? Like, whenever you, did you coach yourself through it as well?
Yeah,
or?
Like, yeah, I mean, but I feel like it was more of a understanding that those things were not for you. Like, that song, I know it's so cheesy, but music speaks to me in different ways.
That's
like,
okay.
That lyric alone for me was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. Like, sometimes you want something really badly that doesn't belong to you. Mm-hmm. And like, no matter what you do, if it's not for you, it's not for you.
Yeah, don't try to force it.
Exactly. And like, you can't force things. Like, mm-hmm. And when you're stubborn, like, if you want something, you're going to try and try and try until you get hurt. And so like, I just learned to let go. And like you said, coach myself through it, but convince myself that sometimes it's not that
yeah,
way.
I think we can see it not as a failure, but as something that helped us learn something. Mm-hmm. I know it's easier said than done. Yeah. Like, when you're going through it, it's like
That's so, all you can see. Yeah. Tunnel vision.
You failed it.
Right. Yeah. But if it's like a failed relationship, for example, I know that a lot of times we see that as a failure if our relationships didn't work out. But I'm sure it changed us in a way that, you know, now we know what to look for or
better.
Yeah. So I just kind of changing our mentalities a little bit. But like I said, I know it's not easy when you're going through it.
Give yourself grace.
Exactly.
Give yourself time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get that. I feel like sometimes I get too stuck in the, oh, I didn't accomplish this in the time that it needed to be accomplished, or and even in the time that I thought it needed to be accomplished in. But it's, I still struggle with it. I am getting much better at it, but I do get that that tunnel vision sort of like, and that's all I can focus on. And oh my goodness, it's a deep hole that you have to dig yourself out of.
It's that stubbornness.
Yeah. Like, and well, at least for me, it wasn't stubbornness, but like I get stuck in that. First of all, I have to do whatever I need to do good the first time. That's not right. If you're doing something like something for the first time, you're probably gonna fail the you know, first time. Get it together the second time, third, whatever. You should even be counting them, but still. Yeah, I struggle with that, and I've been working on it because it's a deep hole that I go into, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I failed, and I'm never gonna be able to do this, and how am I gonna get through life without this? And then I don't know what changes, but then you start thinking like, maybe I just went to sleep. And I thought, you know, and I thought about it differently the next day. And that's what helped me change. Like, okay, let's not focus on the problem. Let's not focus on the failure. Let's focus on how you can build yourself better from it.
Yeah. Where do you think it comes from for you?
Oh, man. Where does it come from? I'm not sure. I think personally, I give myself too much pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like, oh, I have to, and no one's putting that pressure on me but myself. Mm-hmm. And see, that's one of the things that's helping me cope with it. Like, who is telling you that you have to do this in a specific time frame? No one. Yeah. No one. I have a very supportive team at work. I have very supportive friends. I have a support system and family as well. No one's telling you that you have to do this at a certain time. No one's judging you for it. So that's what helped me like work through it. Mm-hmm. Like it's just you and your mind being stuck in it, unstuck it. I know that's stuck not a it. Word, but unstuck it. Oh my
gosh. I like it.
Thanks. Like it a lot. I think that's the key, right? Like we just have to, like you said, give ourselves some grace, but also like, what's up with these deadlines we give ourselves? Like, I was there with like the whole marriage thing. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh my gosh, I remember being 23 and being like, I need to be married by 25 and I need to be pregnant by 26. And by 27 and 28, I should be done having kids. I'm 39 and I just got married last year and zero kids. And, you know, I had to rethink that. And I felt so like I failed at life for a really long time because I didn't meet those expectations and those goals
that I had
set for myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for the longest time, I was like, I'm not good enough. Like, I must not be pretty enough. I must not be lovable enough. Like, if I haven't landed a husband at this point, like, I'm never going to get somebody like, you know, so it's just those really silly things you put in your mind that like, nobody else thinks.
No.
Like, yeah. I mean, I guess society like does make a difference on how you think and how you see success and what you think failure is like, but nobody that matters.
They're not paying your bills.
Yeah.
Really says.
No, you but I do feel this. Like, at least in your perspective, I feel like a lot of people, you could have put yourself in a hurtful situation by settling down.
Oh, I did. I tried. Like, I tried to settle because I was like, I'm never going to get anything better. So I should just try to stick around here so that I can just be with somebody because that's what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. Thank God I didn't.
No, right? I also had that age limit. Oh, okay. By this age, I should have kids already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I went, when I was supposed to be at 25, I was supposed to be married. And starting to have kids by then. And then I turned 25 and I was like, what? First of all, like, me myself, I understood that, like, okay, wait, I'm barely starting to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, why? I laughed at my weird life goals at that moment because I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm barely figuring it out and I was supposed to have it figured out by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work out. Didn't work out in my case.
Yeah, it's been the same for me. Like thinking I'm 30, almost 33. And I always thought, you know, if I'm 30, I should already have a house. I should already have all these things. Like my career should be this, should look like this or whatever. But it hasn't happened and it has been hard. It does affect me sometimes. And I just have to remind myself of everything beautiful that I have, you know, and also I know we think that maybe we don't have enough time.
I'm sorry, whenever you're going to say that, I just have to look at myself in the mirror and remember how perfect my life is. I'm perfect now.
How beautiful I am.
I'm sorry, that's all I was thinking, but sorry, couldn't carry on, my bad.
You're okay. I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
But I think going back to what you were saying a little bit, all these things that you think you didn't succeed at, you're buying your own house at this age or whatever you're set your goals to, like when you see them, like I think we tend to see them as failures, right? Like that's when we're like, well, I suck, I didn't make it through. So I feel like we need to learn to rethink those things and start looking at them as like, well, I didn't make it at that age, but the economy is shit and I cannot afford a house right now, no matter how much money I make. And you know, I could have been in a shitty relationship and been married and had kids in a really crappy relationship, and I chose not to. And so, like, I feel like we really should rethink the way we see success and we see failure.
Yeah. I remember what I was thinking.
Once again, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I was going to say, I think a lot of times it's because we feel like maybe we're not going to have time.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Like, maybe we will, maybe not. Maybe we'll buy a house and then maybe, like, the next day it's going to be our last day on earth.
Exactly.
It's scary and it's kind of morbid to think about, but that's just the reality. Like, we might not have time, but maybe we will. That's how it is with everything.
And important to live the day that you're living. Exactly. You know, at the time that you're there.
Yeah.
Don't think about the future. I mean, think about the future, but, like, don't let it stress you out too much.
Yeah. I just wish we could... I don't know, Senia. I wish you could see yourself through the eyes of, like, your friends. I hate when
you're going to make me cry.
No, I'm serious.
Make her cry.
Like, whenever you talk about, like, being insecure or whatever, I just can't, like, imagine someone more worthy. I just wish you could see yourself through, like, my eyes or the people that love you.
I love
you.
I'm not cry.
She cried. No, but that's true. And that should be applied to everyone. Yeah. If you really saw how other people see you.
The people that love you. That really love you. Not yes, the haters exactly. that are telling not you like, oh, like we were saying before, you're pretty, but
No.
Mm-mm. None of that.
The people that truly love you. Right. If you really got to see you through their perspective, I think it would be very helpful. And hopefully I'm glad that you shared that because hopefully more people get to do that and share like, hey, even if you are struggling or not or showing it or not, tell them how you feel about them to help them out.
Yeah.
Even if they don't need it.
I'm trying to get myself together.
Get yourself together, girl.
No, but thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
You're the best.
You're amazing.
Let's get to my favorite segment, I think.
Yeah, I think this is like a lot of people's favorite segment. It's awesome.
Do they mind that I curse a lot? Do you think so?
Late. At this point.
We can't take it back now.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it back, but no, I'm just wondering what they're thinking.
Yeah. Well, it's just time for...
Yeah. Diana's Daily Shit.
Here we go.
Ayo. ¿Saben que me recagas? I'm just kidding.
We're going to start it that way every time.
I'll probably forget about it soon, though.
Okay.
We will never forget.
No.
You guys can always remind me. And that's okay.
Our next Spanish episode, you'll bring it back.
Yeah, I probably will.
I thought you were going to say that's going to be the title.
lo que lo recaga a Diana.
So, todo el episodio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I have enough for that. Maybe I do, actually.
No, I think you do.
Anyways, I have a question for you guys. No tengo queja esta vez.
Oh, I'm shook.
Right? I don't have anything to complain about just yet. What would you do if there were no consequences or if you had no fear of failure? Like, what's something that you would do?
This is not daily shit.
This is deep.
Well, here.
This is deep.
I'm sorry. Diana's deep shit. I don't know. So sorry.
But I want to go with it. All right.
This is what I have for you and you're going to take
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. If I had not had any fear.
Right now. Right now.
Today or tomorrow? It's too late right now.
Present.
Okay.
Present?
Like presently. Present.
Ish.
Ish.
Present ish.
Right now, what would you do? No
I'm
fear
trying.
Of I can go first.
Okay.
I would live in a different country.
Ew.
I would just.
¿Dónde te irías?
Get my stuff and leave. Go? Somewhere in Europe, I think. And oh. I would just leave.
Fancy bitch.
What about you, Diana?
Actually, I asked the question, so you have to go first.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. I would try out for The Voice.
Oh, my gosh. Please do it. Please.
I'm really not that good.
Okay, so what?
But if there was no failing,
yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
No, now you have to say something.
What would I do? First of all, I really like your idea of going to moving to a different country.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that, but I feel like I would do that as well. If I had no fear of failure right now, huh? Dang it. I should have thought about this first before asking. Well, let's see. I feel like I would quit my job.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Same.
I would quit my job and I would become a hippie and just do crafty stuff, like stuff that I really enjoy, or just go walk around the woods and be like nature bitch.
Would you ever be the kind of person that lives in a van?
No.
No?
No. No. I need a working
I'd love
toilet.
To.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I need a working toilet. I need a vanity. I need.
But they have
put
all that
in the
stuff.
Woods?
Yeah, what? Exactly. Where are you going to put that in the woods? How are you going to be a...
Your woodsy bitch?
I would have a
woodsy bitch.
I would have a cabin.
A glamping woodsy bitch.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, running water.
Got it.
Like, that's one of my, you know, that's what I need mm-hmm. in life, mm-hmm. running water. And I'm very grateful to have that.
You'd be now. Doing witchy things.
Yes, exactly. I'd be hauling at the moon.
Can cool. I come over?
Yes.
We're
gonna both be hauling at the moon.
All of us.
I'm not gonna coming. Be here.
No, yes.
In another country.
You're gonna visit us.
You're gonna visit. Not during eclipse because that could be very dangerous.
Okay.
But full moons, yes.
And if I'm gonna make it through The Voice, I would have enough money to. Fly you back and forth.
Ooh,
okay, no problem. Right.
This is all working out so well. Yes, but that's what I would do. I would just become my nature witchy bitch self
with lots of plans.
With lots of plans, and I would love to not partake in capitalism. I would try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it.
Now I work for an investment bank and I help people.
What is the name of the company?
No. No. I freaked out.
Yes.
I don't want to share that.
Immediately fired.
No, but I did make a comment to my manager about the podcast, and he did look kind of, you know, worried.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, don't. No, it's not that deep. Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I would do.
I love it.
I like it. I like that your daily shit today was... Very positive and inspirational.
Yeah, me too.
Let's do this.
Let's not do it again.
Are you okay?
I'm feeling a little hot right now.
Yeah.
But I'll be okay.
You need water?
I got some right here.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
By the way, I want an ASMR episode.
so badly. She's been asking for it just as badly as her own episode.
I was gonna say, we'll have your solo episode before you have your ASMR episode here.
Oh, man. Now I don't want a solo episode. I want just the ASMR episode.
You did it.
Oh, man.
We talk. I talk daily through.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You guys threw me off. Okay. Sorry. Anyways. Thank you for sharing what you would do if there was no fear of failure. I hope you do still go to The Voice.
Thank you.
Why are you shaking no? Come on. Why not? Just for fun.
Just for funsies?
You want to do it just for fun?
No.
I'll drive you.
All the way to Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have to go to Hollywood. Don't they go to like specific areas or whatever?
If you want to go to Hollywood, I'll take you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I come?
Road trip?
Road trip! I'll buy the snacks. All right. Someone has to worry about the music, though.
Okay, Senia.
I got it.
Okay, and you're driving?
I'm driving.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Vámonos, súbanse la troca.
All right, any closing thoughts before we go?
Thank you for sharing and talking about your fears. Yeah. That's hard. That's a hard thing to talk about. That's
difficult.
Felt a little anxious about it.
Yeah, but I love you guys, and I hope we can all learn ways to, you know, keep working through our fears and continue being successful and achieving more things, because we can do it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
At least as Hispanic females, or coming from immigrant parents, or being an immigrant, I think it's okay to let go of that pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That mm-hmm. we have to be successful because of them. First of all, make sure you're successful because you want to be successful. Make sure that you set your boundaries and your goals to the level of success that you want. Just let go of that pressure and do better for yourself, first of all. And then you can worry about other people.
I think one of the things I learned was that there's no such thing as failure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, if you really think about it, like, it looks, you not making it through a deadline doesn't mean you failed, or you not achieving a word doesn't mean you failed. That means you just didn't get that for this time, and something better will come along. So mm-hmm. I think I really like that. Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you for listening.
All right.
Se portan bien.
See you next time.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Latina State of Mind. Produced by us, your awesome hosts, Diana, Senia, and Nancy. Special shout out to Jerome, our editor. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LSOM_podcast and on Facebook at Latina State of Mind. Hasta la próxima.